Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So you know what? With this whole Nasa Venishma thing, sometimes it isn't actually what is said, but more importantly, how it's said. And in this case, it holds true as well. See, when they were signing on the dotted line for the Torah, one might expect to hear that every person would say, I'm in, because everyone had agreed to it. And we spoke about why that would be the case. However, if you are sensitive to the words of Nasa Venishma, it means we will do and we will listen, rather than I will do and I will listen. That too, like everything written in the Torah, is not coincidental or simply a nice poetically sounding line. It's a principle. What is the principle? It's that Judaism is meant to be played as a team sport, that it's collective agreement, and that I am both not just in it for myself, but I'm also there to help others succeed and grow in it as well. You know, there are many religions, Eastern religions and others, that focus on one's individual journey and reaching a spiritual state, and to do that even in isolation. However, Judaism, inherent in its practice, requires and celebrates community. From the importance of family to congregating in synagogue to the celebrations of holidays, even the ideal form of studying growth being in a framework of chavruta, study partner, rather than studying alone. God realized that for Judaism to thrive, it needs everyone to be in it together, to strengthen each other, encourage each other. You know, actually, if you've listened carefully the past 2 days, I've realized I've dropped, in honor perhaps of the Super Bowl, a few words that reference the sports. I think yesterday I said spectators and not sitting on the sidelines, and we just mentioned the idea of Judaism being a team sport. Listen, if you take the analogy of team sports, it's about each person playing an important role as individuals, but also coming together as a team. Even just like the pep talk in the locker room, everyone's trying to encourage others to be the best they can be so that they can be the best team that they could be. The only question is, what type of team or end goal is the focus of your decisions, time, and life? What kind of team do you want to play for? Don't get me wrong. Listen, sports is enjoyable and we all do need some downtime. But personally, not sure if my soul was sent down to chase pigskin on a field with a bunch of other guys and to get it over a line, or to try and spread as much goodness, godliness, help, holiness, kindness in the world as much as possible. Judaism was created as the best team sport ever. And so the Jewish people, when getting the signing contract, all said, Nasa Venishma, we are in as a team. And on that note, wishing you, my teammate, an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.